This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Runk.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Congratulations. I am, it's Thanksgiving coming up here. I believe this show will be coming out before Thanksgiving. And you guys, I hope you're celebrating with nice, lovely family members and all that stuff and close friends. And remember, don't call it Friendsgiving because that's annoying. It's just Thanksgiving with friends, right? So you can do that, and that's beautiful. Christmas is coming up. Before we get into that, though, I will be in different cities, crystalia.com, San Diego, January 7th, two shows, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Lakeland, Jacksonville, Florida, and Daytona, San Antonio, Sugarland, Texas, New Orleans, Providence, Rhode Island, New York, Chicago, Kansas City, Missouri. There's a bunch of different ones, Midland, Texas, all the way through Minneapolis and Austin and Boise. Jesus, I'm doing a lot. Cincinnati, Ohio. And then I'm doing dates even in the Brea Improv. So go to crystalia.com and get your tickets. And you can get your merch, too, for Black Friday and all that going on. We got deals and deals. We got that flannel that came out that looks hot for the fucking fall. Crystalia.com. Go to merch. Get some merch. Makes great gifts for fucking holidays, too. And we even have gift cards. You know what I mean? So it's pretty fucking silly to have gift cards, but we got gift cards. I do hope that you're with loved ones. I always hope you're with loved ones, okay? I always hope you're with loved ones. Being with loved ones is absolutely amazing. You don't get to choose who's in your family, so I get it if you're not with them during Thanksgiving, but also, I hope you're with them. And also, if you're not with them and you don't want to be with them, I hope you're with fucking beautiful friends. Or you made a little family of your own, like I did. Making families is dope as shit, right? People just make people. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Really, really makes you realize how small we are on this earth, though, when you think about how many people are in this world, right? There's like 7 billion, and that's way too many. I mean, you ever been to Costco? How many people are in there? 45? 70? I don't know. How many employees are working at Costco at once? 20? 40? I don't know. Costco's so fucking big. IKEA. How many people are on IKEA at once? How many people are in IKEA at once? 100? I have no idea. They sell Swedish meatballs there. That's absolutely fucking insane. To sell meatballs and also sell parts to furniture. So disgusting. And both of them are equally as wet your appetite is equal, because the Swedish meatballs are absolutely disgusting at IKEA. Also, yellow and blue together absolutely looks fucking terrible, and you know it. Unless you're the Rams. So welcome to Congratulations. We love having you here. I really appreciate you guys. I'm very grateful. Thanksgiving is upon us. You know, we've done a lot of Thanksgiving episodes here at Congratulations, maybe three or four. We've done a lot of different episodes here at Congratulations. You know, this is like a 900 episode. And I really started thinking, what is Thanksgiving? Because I don't really know what the fuck it is. I know people came to America and like slaughtered some Indians and pretended it was like not that, and they wear belts on their hats, and you know, which is weird, right? To have a fucking buckle straight on your forehead, you dumb idiots. But some of those guys were our ancestors, I guess. And Canada and America celebrates Thanksgiving. Now, they do it differently, right? Canadian Thanksgiving is in October, I think, and Thanksgiving is in November. So I thought I'd Google Thanksgiving, because you don't ever really do the simple shit, but you have to if you're a dad, right? Like Calvin asked me stuff that I don't even think about, that I know the answer to, but I haven't thought about it in fucking 40 years. Now, I learned about what Thanksgiving is, but if somebody were to say, what is Thanksgiving? I would just be like, it's in November and we eat turkey and stuffing. and argue with your family. So I Googled it. What is Thanksgiving and why do we celebrate it? Now, I just Googled Thanksgiving, and that was the first question that comes up, which means it's a bunch of dum-dums. It's a bunch of dum-dums in the world. Not just me. It's a bunch of dum-dums. Not just it, well, not in the world, even though they are in the world, because America is the micro to the macro of the world. But in America, it's a bunch of dum-dums. Because that's the first thing that was Googled when you Google Thanksgiving. Now, they could be Ukrainian. They could be Botswanan. They could be from Africa. They could be from China. They could be from penguins from Antarctica Googling this. I guess that could be why it pops up. But mostly, it's probably Americans thinking, wait, what is it again? So it's a bunch of dum-dums. Thanksgiving Day, annual national holiday in the United States and Canada, celebrating the harvest and other blessings of the past year. It's pretty general, pretty vague, and seems like a fucking bullshit reason to slaughter a bunch of Indians. But Americans generally believe that their Thanksgiving was modeled on a 1621 harvest feast shared by the English colonist pilgrims of Plymouth and the Wampanoag people. Those are the Indians, right? Now, that seems like a very nice glossed over version of what Thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving is a national. All right. Oh, look at this. Canada. Wait, hold on. Thanksgiving is a national holiday celebrated on various dates in the United States, Canada, Grenada, St. Lucia, and Liberia. Weird one to throw in there at the end. It began as a day of giving thanks for the blessings of harvest and of the preceding year. Okay, cool. Yeah, Thanksgiving, cool. Similar name festival holidays occur in Germany and Japan. Wow. Imagine Thanksgiving in Japan. Just showing up and just fucking mukbanging it. Is that racist? Let's go to the Wikipedia. What is the true... Oh, here we go. What is the true meaning of... Look at this. 1637 is the true origin of Thanksgiving. Since the Massachusetts Bay Colony's governor, John Winthrop, declared a day to celebrate colonial soldiers who had just slaughtered hundreds of Pequot men, women, and children. That is now Mystic, Connecticut. Okay, got so sad. Look at this. The real history. The true story behind Thanksgiving is a bloody one, and some people say it's time to cancel the holiday. Well, of course they do, right? I have a buddy, Mitchell Jones, and he eats pizza on Thanksgiving because he's like, fuck that shit. They slaughtered so many people. It has turned into a time of family and food. It really goes to show you, though, what time heals all, right? Like, now it's just, we were like, yes, Thanksgiving, when it was in actuality. It was like, so you never know what people will morph the Holocaust into in, 300 years. It could just be like, you know, yeah, fucking, you know. It could be Jews giving coming up soon, and you don't even know about it. And then the people are like, you know, they killed a bunch of Jews, and it was a Hitler was like this guy, and people are like, yeah, don't ruin my fucking shit. I want to eat stuffing. Thanksgiving is in the U.S. is traditionally a time for family and food. American school children typically learn that shit. Story goes, this is the story. Friendly American Indian locals swooped in to teach the struggling colonists how to survive in what the Europeans called the New World. Then everyone got together to celebrate a feast in 1621. That's what I learned as a kid. I remember the pictures of the guy with the fucking belt on his hat and another dude in a headdress sharing a turkey leg. I remember that one of them was holding a musket. The other one was holding a bow and arrow at ease, a spear at ease. And the Indian kid was playing with the colonialists. I remember it. I remember that mural. I remember people painted murals. I remember painting a mural on a King's grocery store window. As a freshman, I was good at art. There were other, no, not a freshman, because I was already in Los Angeles. I was in, let's see, fucking a young grade, and the other fifth graders were killing it, and they asked me to do it because I was a good artist. Whatever. I painted Kings. My mom was real happy, dude. I painted Kings, the window of Kings, and my mom was real happy that I did it when we drove by, and it felt really good that I did it. And so go eat that shit. All right, motherfuckers, man. I felt good and it was cute. All right. I was about 8 years old or 10 years old. And I painted the shit out of the side windows of the King's grocery store in New Jersey. All right. Near the movie theater. So go fuck yourself. All right. Yeah. Sometimes I did things that made me feel good. And I've got a heart. I'm like the Grinch. But also my heart grows at the end of that movie. And then one time I took a break from took a break from painting. And I was with a dude that was older and we were eating at the Cozy End and we were eating. And then I undid the salt and, I put the, the tissue in the salt and put it over the holes so you couldn't tell that it was clogged. And I screwed it back on and I left it there. And then the older kid was like, "You like messing with people, huh?" And I was like, "I don't know. Yeah." He was like, "Psh." That's how it went and never forgot it. And I think about it all the time. The Cozy End had Taylor ham and eggs. One time my mom yelled at me instead of my brother because we got in trouble. My brother did something and she goes, "Christopher." And I said, "I didn't do it." She's like, "Oh, Matthew, I mean." And I was like, "Now you got to yell at him." She's like, "No, it's over." And I felt slighted, dude. That's life. Anyway, I don't mean to, digress. Let's get back into this Thanksgiving thing, dude. I remember that mural is what I'm saying. I remember that mural. Wow. Thanksgiving 2021 was the 400th anniversary of that first American Thanksgiving. But in reality, this is in the Insider. They lie a lot. But in the reality, Thanksgiving feasts predate Plymouth. And the peace celebrated that day was tenuous. The real story. Do you think I could do that? I could actually do books like that. The real story behind the holiday is so dark, in fact, that some people are rethinking how they celebrate the holiday. Or whether they should at all. I'm turning into the dude from fucking Dateline. So that wasn't the first they're saying. It was in 1619, according to National Geographic. And National Geographic doesn't lie. You know how they don't lie? Because they show pictures of people with the long necks and the fucking, the gold things that stretch the shit out and the saucers in the fucking, the African tribes and the saucers in the bottom lips. And they fuck each other and their mating dance is this. You ever see that African tribe with their mating dance is like this? I'm not even lying. That's what it is. They just chuck because teeth, having really nice teeth is really sexy, I guess. And they just go. It's like the most insecure mating dance. But dude, the dudes see that and they get fucking, brack-a-kick-a-kick and then slide in that wetness because the chicks are like. That's what they do. It's not even. I'm not lying. Look it up. That's some African tribe shit. And honestly, I'm all for it, dude. I can't think of anything that would turn me on more than a woman just going for no reason. If she had nice teeth, dude, I'm being dead serious. All good. Got problems, but dead serious. No, I don't have problems. How about that? I do have problems, but that's not one of them. Because that would mean that I was racist. I'm not racist. That's what African tribes do. If you have a problem with what me and African tribes do, then you're racist, dude. If you have a problem with what I do with that, because that's what African tribes do. So you're racist if you're mad at me for that. But anyway, 1619, they're saying, now is the real first Thanksgiving. And the meal was probably a little more than some oysters and ham thrown together. So disgusting. Could you imagine a worse meal than ham and then also oysters, son? Healthy? But it wasn't processed back then. So decades before that, Spanish settlers and members of the Siloy tribe broke bread in Florida with salted pork. Yum, dude. Garbanzo beans. And a mass in 1565. I mean, how far back does this goddamn go? Start with the beginning, dude. I don't like when fucking things are like, hey, this is what it wasn't, and neither was this, and neither was this. This is what it was. Start it where it starts. How far back we going, dude? Our modern definition of Thanksgiving revolves around eating turkey. Nice. Dark meat is popping. White meat is even more popping if it's not dry. If it's dry, dark meat is more popping. But this is more of an occasion for religious observance in past centuries. Okay, fine. Here we go. The pilgrims would most likely consider their sober 1623 day of prayer and for the first actual Thanksgiving for the first year of Massachusetts blog. You know what, dude? Here we go. The enduring holiday was erased from our collective memory. What happened between Wham, Panog, and the English a generation later? Okay, so, wow. Massasoit, This is important, guys. This is American history, baby. The Wampanoag Paramount chief, allied with the English settlers of Plymouth, was established and fought with the newcomers against the French and other local tribes. But the alliance became strained over time. As thousands more English colonists moved to Plymouth, taking over more land. Yeah, see? Authorities asserted control over most aspects of Wampanoag life. A study published... Okay. Oh, wait, there was a study published in the journal Quaternary Science Reviews estimated that disease had already reduced the New England indigenous population by 90%. Jesus Christ. That's the first COVID. They needed to get vaccinated. They got it. They called it Indian fever, which definitely would be racist now at this point. I mean, you couldn't even fucking mention China when it had to do with COVID. Otherwise, you were... this is crazy. So they just killed the Wampanoag warriors responded with raids, and the New England Confederation of Colonies declared war in 1675. So they were there for a bit. The war was bloody and devastating. Eesh. So really, there was a Thanksgiving, and then what happened was the people who lived there got a little bit pissed off. And I understand that, dude. They were like the colonists were like the mother-in-law or the fucking, the cousins that won't. They're like, yo, dude, why don't you stay at my place? Yeah, stay at it for a little bit. And then they do, and then they're eating your shit. And you're like, you didn't really put the stuff back. It's fine, but just next time put it back. And they're like, oh, my bad, dude. I fell asleep right after. And you're like, okay, cool. And then later on that happens again, and you're like, excuse me, colonists that live here in my place, it's getting out of control. I'm getting pissed off. And then it led to fisticuffs, really. But it led to very violent fisticuffs, because if you're in an open area and this shit is going on, and we're not talking about your house, but we're talking about land, then you get really, really, really involved. You're like, this is my birthright, right? I didn't just build this house, but me and my family, we have been here since the dawn of time. And you're just going to come in here with all your buckles and shit? And you're going to fucking try to take it from us? Yeah, you got guns. But dude, we go crazy. Yeah, you got crazy. But dude, have you ever heard of scalp taking? Oh, I know you got shit that'll put us on our backs real quick. But how about this? I got shit that'll put you on yours slowly. See, that's what I would have been like if I was an Indian. Somebody encroached in my territory. It's all good. Yeah. Yeah, break some fucking wings off. Eat it. Go ahead. Have some wine. Look at that. Hey, chill out by the campfire. I got a tent that's barely used over there. And check out that wigwam. But hold up, though. It's been a month. So now what? You pulling your weight? So now what? You hoeing out there? And I don't mean fucking I mean hoeing. That meant a whole different shit back then. What's going on? Hey, did you fuck my wife? No, I asked my wife about it, and she said you fucked her in the wigwam. So now I'm getting pissed off, because you're encroaching, and also, I've been here, motherfucker. So now, what do we do? Oh, you got guns, though. Oh, shit, you could end my life real quick. Me as the Indian goes like this. I'll put you on your back real slow. We've got dull tomahawks. We've got bows and arrows. You know how many have to hit you before you get... We're not that good of a shot. Oh, we got fucking clumsy guys in our squad. Oh, shit. Hey, Pilgrim, we got clumsy guys in our tribe. We'll shoot you up near the shoulder. Oops. We'll shoot you in the back of the calf. Whoop. Aw, did that graze your rib cage? Whoops. Try 40 of those. And then I'll scalp you. And then I'll collect them. Right? Because Indians would just carry scalps around like, don't fuck with me. So yeah, end my life quick, but you... yeah, so I don't know. It's crazy though, because of Thanksgiving and because the they had that war. Now we all exist. So it's a bit weird, right? It's a bit weird to be like, yo, Thanksgiving is bullshit because it was bloodshed, but then also it's why we're here. So in a way, you kind of have to give thanks, even though it sucks for the people that aren't here, right? I guess there's a lot less Indians because of it. But and then Americans are like, well, just give them casinos, I guess, every now and then. If it's on their land, fuck it. Just give them, yeah, that's the best part. Yeah, give the Indians casinos where more white people show up. More disrespectful white people show up. Just coughing all over their fucking land. Just sitting down fat as shit, pulling this. Yeah, I've never been to a casino too where I didn't see a few people with only one arm. Like, for some reason, that is one arm city, dude. When you go to a casino, all you got to do is look around a little bit and you'll see people with less limbs than normal. I don't know what it is about, you know, they really want to press their luck, but they can only press it with one arm. It's just crazy because that is very interesting. And that, go. Now, if you're at a casino right now listening, congratulations, look around. Do you see that guy? There, that's the guy I'm talking about. How about that? You got fucking couples, old-ass couples, just pulling the fucking levers, just pulling that lever, just waiting for 30 Gs to roll out, or whatever, 5 Gs. I don't know, man. It's weird what the world has come to, right? But, you know, what can I say? I'm a nihilist. I'm a nihilist, but I'm also hoping for the best. Like I said, I'm the Grinch with the small heart, but also it's growing. It's at the end of the movie. I feel like I'm not at the end of my movie. I'm in the middle, you know? That's a great op. So every now and then I have an emotional time in my life. Like if I break down and cry, which I do sometimes, full disclosure, don't like breaking down and crying, but it's also necessary. Sometimes I do that. I wipe my tears and I go like this. That was a tremendous first act because it ain't over, motherfucker. It ain't over. I'm just getting started, right? Whenever anyone happens, my heart gets broke, I fall down, I pick myself up, and I fucking wipe those tears away. I go like this. Well, that was a phenomenal first act. What I want, you got, and it might be hard. Dude, are you wiping away your tears? Yup. Well, that was a fucking phenomenal first act. And then it's me just outdoors, just drinking coffee, meeting people, having a good time, buying a suit, you know? Because life gets hard, man, especially during the holidays. You ever deal with that seasonal depression? Motherfucker, dude. That seasonal depression, a.k.a. depression, dude, out to lunch. Get out. I wonder what OJ's life is like right now, for real. I'm honest. Like, being dead honest. Like, right now, what does he do for Thanksgiving? Who's around him? Because everyone has people that love them, right? And here's the thing. He was acquitted, but also he was assumed that he did do it and he just got off a technicality or some shit because Johnny Cochran was like, you know, you can't arrest this black dude. I think that was actually what he said. You can't arrest this black dude. See you, bro. And One Fire literally is leaving the studio right now in the middle of it. So disrespectful, One Fire. But he said he had a meeting. What could be more important than this fucking award-winning network TV show? But yeah, so OJ... I don't know. Some people think it was his son. If you ever look at that, look, I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I will say this, dude, if Calvin committed a crime like that, no, he didn't. It was me. It was me that did it. Same DNA? Because it's my DNA. Oh, no, it wasn't him. It was me. Dude, I tell you right now, it was me. You know how that song, I want a man on the counter? It wasn't me. I make this song fucking... Your son stabbed her in the fucking solar plexus? It was me. That's how it goes. Your son choked her in the living room? It was me. He gave us so much ricin? It was me. Dude. Your son caught her in the chest? It was me. Your son choked her in the neck? It was me. Your son gave her too much ricin? It was me. There he was, just stabbing her all in the back and in the front. There he was, just choking her neck, and you can see the ligatures. It was me. Yeah, dude. But what's his life like, man? He's on Twitter popping off, right? I don't know if he does Instagram. It's crazy. What do these guys do? How do you live that way? I guess you got to keep living, right? I guess you just got to keep going. You got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. It's fucking actually insane. It's actually insane, right? Because I think OJ probably thinks he didn't do it. Remember that shit when he drove? And people are like, remember when he drove away and in the Bronco? And people are like, oh, if he wasn't guilty, he wouldn't drive away. Fuck all that, dude. Fuck all that. I do not agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. Al Cowlings drove him, right? He didn't do it. So what about that? What was he guilty of? He was guilty of driving. He was guilty of taking his friend and just fucking driving into the sunset. Man, OJ had the gun. I would have pulled that trigger, I'll tell you, man. He's a stronger dude than I am. I would have pulled that trigger. Maybe that's the running back in him, dude. No, I could go another yard. Not me, dude. I go no more yards. Bang. Al Cowling looks back. Oh, fuck. I don't mean to get so serious, but Jesus Christ. Fuck all that, man. That was crazy. I remember watching that on the little TV in the Millette's kitchen. And they finally pulled him over, OJ. And I wonder what his life's like. You have to find some real acceptance, man. Because I saw somebody once that was there was like a clip of OJ walking down the street, and someone was like, "Hi, OJ, it's really nice to meet you. Let me just shake your hand." And he's "Oh, hello." And he shook her hand, and she said, "Yeah, I've never actually shook a hand with a murderer before. Thanks." And he goes, "Oh, okay." You know, crazy. What if he didn't do it? Wow. I feel like in hundreds of years, we're going to be able to get DNA from people's bodies, no matter how old they are, like decompose, whatever, bones and shit. You take a little bit, you stick it in a program, and I think in hundreds of years, maybe 1,000 years, you will be able to see all of their thoughts. That's what I think. And you will be able to see digitally what they've done. And I think we're going to realize that so many people did some fucking bullshit that, I mean, dude, the human race is just, you know, deplorable. But I'll tell you what, dude, so are lizards. So at least we have houses. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, man. Whatever. Shout out to OJ and fucking on Thanksgiving. Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. Hope everyone's with their family. I want a fucking Nick Cannon family is what I want. Just a big fucking Nick Cannon family. Guy's got 11 kids. More? Another 12th one. Oh, I thought this was the 11th one. He's got 12 kids, dude. Jesus. What's the oldest one and what's the youngest one? This guy was just popping them out. Different wives, right? This next one is like the third or fourth child with her. So he's got a few baby moms. That's the kind of shit I want, a whole army. Man, those Thanksgiving must be popping. But the problem with having more than like fucking 3 kids is that one of them is going to end up hating you. That's the thing. You could have 2 kids and work it out. You could have 3 kids, work it out. You guys are getting 4 or 5. The dynamic changes, right? I loved having one brother because everything that I loved, I could share with one other person that I loved. And it was beautiful. The connection is amazing. If you watch my podcast, Lifeline, with my brother, you can tell. We love each other. You know? We got each other's back no matter what. And that's a beautiful thing. Kristen has her brother. It's just one-on-one, and that's a beautiful thing. And that's not taking anything from somebody with 3 kids or you got 2 or 3 siblings or whatever. I think that's great too. But then you got the outlier sibling, right? Like you got the 2 kids and then the one other one or the 3 kids and then the one other one, right? And the one other one is always the one that's like, yeah, I don't know if I can make it this Thanksgiving. I got to do a lot of work. And also, secretly in his head, I don't really like coming to anything. I'm in Massachusetts now or whatever. I don't know if I could just be doing that shit. Coming and dropping my family. I got a family and it's like, you know. So there's something to be said for a one-on-one motherfucker. And I know if you're a one-on-one, if you're 2 siblings, I know you feel it. Now, if you're twins, all bets are off. You're fucked. That's it. If you have twins, that's it. Because if you have twins and then another kid later, that other kid's fucked. He doesn't have telepathy like you two do. You punch one twin, the other twin feels it. The other is like, I don't, You know, I don't, what do I do? You guys look the same and you are the same in me. I'm just Kevin. That's sad as shit. If I was the brother of two twins, do you know what I would be? The most successful warlord. Straight up. I'd have deeper issues and problems. They would have telepathy together. So I would work on being a fucking warlord. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be a good one. Not that there are many good warlords. But I would be the most disrespectful, bloodiest warlord of all time. And it's all my parents' fault for having me because they had twins too and they should have stopped right there. So now guess what, mom and dad? You get a warlord. You get a warlord. You get a warlord. You get a warlord. Reach under your seat. That's a warlord for you. You get a warlord is a great title. It's also the Thanksgiving episode, so it's kind of odd, but whatever. You get a warlord, the Thanksgiving episode is what it's called. yeah, man, the bloodiest warlord, that's what I'd be. Crazy, 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 crazy. Because I tell you, man, having Matt growing up was absolutely amazing. I told him this on Lifeline, but I put a fucking ticking loud. There was a watch that I had in my bedroom, and I put it under his pillow, and it was ticking. And I forgot I did it earlier on in the day, and I was like, "This is gonna be annoying for him when he goes to sleep." And then my dad, and then I hear him from the other room. My brother, Dad, what the can you come here? And he was there, and then I hear my dad in the other room, just like, I don't fucking hear it. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about, Matt. I don't hear. I don't know what I'm saying. And I was like, oh, are they doing the fucking thing with the watch? And they don't know about it? So I walk in and I was like, what's going on? And my brother said, my pillow's ticking. And I was like, what? And he's like, no. And my dad's like, no, it's not. You know, my dad's fucking, now at this point, is a little hard of hearing. But back then, he probably was just, that's when we figured it out. Is when I threw a fucking swatch in my brother's pillowcase. And my brother was like, it's ticking. And my dad's like, no, it's not. I don't hear anything. And then I go, oh, man, I did this. I'm sorry. I thought it would be funny. And it was for a little bit. And I took the watch out. And Matt's like, and then my dad said, why'd you put a watch in his fucking pillowcase? And I literally was like, for this reason. It's hilarious. To have hilarity ensue? What do you mean, why? We're all here. This is the answer. So yeah, I did that. Family shit's awesome, dude. How hilarious. Family shit is awesome if it's awesome. If it's not, it's fucking harrowing. But yeah, to have 12 kids, Nick Cannon, to have 12 kids, it's funny that his last name is Cannon and he's basically just shooting kids out of his dick. Cannon. I don't know, man. It's wild to have 12 kids. What's up with that, huh? It's just wild. It's also a bit wild to have one. Like, I was talking to a guy yesterday who had one kid, and he's like, you know, a freshman in high school right now. And I was thinking about how it would be to give, like, if I only had Calvin, to give all my love to him, I would be a wreck every day. Like, I would be the most overbearing. If you have other kids, you could spread out the overbearingness. You understand? But I would be so worried. Like, say Calvin wants to play football. I go, great, that's it. Okay, you're going to get fucking concussed. You're the only one I got. Because a little bit, I'm like the Tudors, dude. A little bit, I believe in, like, my bloodline needs to live forever. A little bit. I know it's 2022. It doesn't really matter. And what's in a bloodline? What's in a name? It doesn't really matter. We're all people. And the world's going to explode soon. The world's going to, it's not even going to explode. People worry about the world exploding. Shit's so fucked up, the world's going to implode. Like, before we even die, we're going to see the fucking, the waves and the mountains just suck us in. And dude, with my luck, the world's going to fucking, you know, implode. And I'm going to see, like, it's going to be like, as it comes through and as the world concaves, I'm going to start seeing, like, you know, the San Fernando Valley, and then like Glendale, California, and it's going to be imploding inward. And like, you know, obviously whatever the opposite of where I am right now is, like Israel or some shit, is going to be way in the distance. I won't be able to see that. But on the sides, I'll see shit concaving in. And like right before I die, I'll get smashed with Whitney Cummings' house or some shit. And my last thought will be like, ah, yeah, of fucking course, you know? And, so that's what's going to happen, is like the world's just going to implode, right? But yeah, if you've got one kid, I don't know how you fucking give all of your love to one person. It's got to be also special in a way, right? It's got to be also beautiful in a way. Because right now it feels beautiful, but Calvin's 2.5, you know? The more kids that we have, the more... Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. You know what? I bet I am looking at it wrong. I bet, because right now I'm thinking, we've got all the love to... I figured it out, man. I figured it out without even having more kids. Here's the deal. I thought... I should have known this, man. I thought everyone has the amount of love that they could possibly access ingrained into them at birth. But that's not what it is, dude. Your heart grows. It expands. And I know this because when I had Calvin, I didn't know I could love something so much. So having more kids after that, it doesn't mean my love for Calvin's going to dilute. It means I'm going to have that much love for the others as well, and thus more love in my heart. Oh, he fucking figured it out. He's a real person, and it took him. He took the long way, but he absolutely became a real person. He takes the long way sometimes because walking the path isn't linear. He sees the top of the mountain. He tried to climb it, but really what he should have done is twist. He's all the way to the top. He took the long way, folks. And sometimes with the twisty ways, he realized, wait, I've been here before, because he wasn't rising at all. But that's okay, because it was all part of the journey, and it took the long way, folks. We love it, dude. It's okay. Life's about figuring it out. And I will tell you this, dude. This podcast helps me figure things out. And I know it also is there for you too sometimes. I see you guys. Sometimes you come up with tears in your eyes and you say, thanks for being there. Dude, I am there. I'm there. I'm sorry you're going through that tough time, but I'm here for you, right here. You could hear me. You could see me right now. I don't know you. You're somewhere in Tulsa. And yes, I will be in Tulsa in May. You can get tickets at chrisdalia.com. You know? I'm going to be in Midland, Texas. I'm going to be in Springfield, Missouri. I don't even know where the fuck those places are. But if you want to see me in the flesh, you can get tickets at chrisdalia.com. I digress. Wear your merch. Get it at chrisdalia.com. This isn't about the money, though. I'm here for you. You can watch this podcast for free, or you can pay for it on Patreon, patreon.com/chrisdalia. But this isn't about the money. This is about me being here for you, because I am. And guess what? I am, whether you like it or not, because I'm going to keep doing this fucking show until we're all sitting pretty in the tall grass outside of a log cabin sharing ideas. Just before the world implodes. I don't know, man. It's just how it is.
I'm sorry, little kids, but I'm gonna kill a clown today.
Anyway, we bring it up. It's soundboard heavy because it's the Thanksgiving episode, but you know, this episode is one of the better ones we've had in a long time, to be brutally honest with you guys. We're taking you through a roller coaster of emotions. And there's still some left. There's still some left, dude. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this, man. A lot of people talk to me about my podcast when they come up to me in the streets. I don't know how long I'm going to do this fucking podcast, man. I have no idea. Is this shit going to last for fucking 10 years? Or am I going to be like, all right, enough's enough. I don't know how long I could keep bullshitting you motherfuckers. I don't know how long I could keep talking about my day and have you motherfuckers keep listening and you still come back. You do. Numbers fluctuate. We go up and down, but you keep coming back. I love you for it. I almost stopped doing the tour reports because I was like, do people even like this? And then I fucking uploaded the last tour report and I made it 11 minutes and everyone is like, oh no, we're fucking, why is this one only 11 minutes? I'm like, fuck, man, you want them to be long? I'm insecure. That's why. But it's all good. What did you guys ever do on Thanksgiving? You're going to be with families? Do you want to be with family? Or do you not want to be with families? Because do you hate your family? If you hate your family, I'm your family. Look at these. The disgusting thing about Thanksgiving is anytime somebody makes turducken. National Thanksgiving turkey presentation, President Ford pardoning a turkey at, you know, it's like the pardon. What does that even mean, pardoning a turkey? Like they're not going to cut its fucking head off? Is that what that means? What does it mean to pardon a turkey? You don't know? He doesn't know. Who the fuck? What does it even know? Let it go back, go into the wild? Yeah, that's what you'd think it is. Just disgusting, dude. Turkey eating competitions and shit. Gross. Any eating competitions are gross. National Thanksgiving turkey presentation. What is turkey bowling? Turducken. I know what that is. Turkey bowling. Are you shitting me? A sport in which, oh my God. Turkey bowling is a sport in which is based on ordinary bowling. A frozen turkey serves as a bowling ball and 10 plastic bottles of soft drinks or water are bowling pins. The turkey is bowled down a smooth surface, for example, ice or a soap-covered sheet of painter's plastic. I mean, so specific. Using a bar of soap. It is commonly associated with Thanksgiving. I mean, what, dude? Turkey bowling is popular in minor league ice hockey in the United States and Canada. Imagine you fucking die. And like a superior species just keeps chucking your body down an aisle. Like they're doing that with your dad. You know what I'm saying? Or did they do it with your cousin? It's just fucking flailing all around with soapy water, just into some fucking diet, right? Like that's so fucked up. Like just eat the turkey, dude. I fucking turkey bowl. Although the turkey's dead, who fucking cares? And I always said, throw me when I'm dead. Who gives a shit? Throw me when I'm dead. Use me, dude. I'll take the heat. When I die, just use me. Cart my body around and do some Chris bowling. Do some turkey bowling with me. Stick some feathers in my ass. I don't give a shit, man. You know, people are like, oh, like my mom was always like, at my funeral, I want you to play that Neil Armstrong. Not Neil Armstrong. What the fuck is it? Was he the singer or was he the astronaut? Who's the Armstrong? Louis Armstrong? Yeah. What a wonderful world, that one. She's like, I want you to play that song. And I'm like, man, when I die, play whatever the fuck you want. I'm not there. I'm there, but I'm not there. You know what I mean? I'm dead. Play fucking... Aight, play that, dude, and do the Macarena. As a matter of fact, put me on a marionette shit and make me do the Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Aight, just my tongue coming out. I don't give a shit. And don't put me in a suit either. Leave me in my clothes. I hate putting on a suit. You're going to put one on when I'm dead? Fuck you. Just keep my chains on, man. Bury me in my Wimbledon shits. Oh, they didn't do anything to us. And don't put makeup on me, bro. Who am I, Jeffree Star? Just let me be white as shit, mouth all open. Just leave my hands all contorted. Rigor mortis sets in. Let it set. When rigor mortis sets in, set it and forget it, like Ron Popeil. And what do? Set it and forget. When I'm dead, I'm set, dude. And don't be all, oh, move his fingers right, put the fucking formaldehyde in and keep them nice. Nah. The way I make a coffin, you know how they have the fucking bodies in chalk? Make the coffin that way. Make the coffin this way. and just place me in nicely like a fucking, like it's Operation or like a puzzle piece that just fits perfectly. Like something from Indiana Jones that once you just slide in, it unlocks a whole nother room and there's like beautiful gold chalices in it. That's how I want to be done, dude. Bury me in this Billy shirt, man. Don't put any extra hair gel. I'm done. You fucking, if I feel rouge coming, dude, I'll be astral projection watching you do it. I'll be so pissed off. I'm like, God damn it. They're doing it. Come on, man. Pick up your arm. I'll make it happen. Dude, don't put the fucking shit on my thing. And I swear my mom's still going to be like, I know he didn't want it, but still put it. It's for everyone else. I know, dude. And I guess I don't care because I'll be dead. But dude, there's something really humiliating about dying. And then that's the time that everyone puts fucking makeup on you, you know? That's humiliating. You got construction workers just dying, and then you got people, other dudes just like, well, let's fix them up a little bit. Here we go. Are you kidding me, this guy? This guy had a hand in fucking making the Citizens Business Bank across the street, and you're going to fucking put makeup on him? On Carl? I used to be a part of this bank, Citizens Business Bank, and back when I was like not having any money, I would live like paycheck to paycheck. And I would overdraft. Like, I didn't give a fuck when I overdraft. Like, I did it like it was part of it. Part of having a bank account. That's how I overdraft. And I would never think of it. I'd be like, well, I have fucking $13 left, but I want to buy this thing that's $20. Overdraft City. I guess I'll pay fucking $30 for the overdraft fee. Fuck it. And I would do it, and I would get overdrafts. And every time, Hortensia would call me. And I knew her a lot because it was a bank in La Cañada, and I stayed there for some reason, even though I lived in Burbank. I wasn't in La Cañada anymore, but I would have to drive there and make a deposit. Dude, and this was back before like all the electronic shits would go down with your phone. You could deposit a check. And dude, she would call me, and I would never pick up, and every message was the same, and it would always sound like this. Hello, Chris. This is Hortensia from Citizens Business Bank. You need to make a deposit. And dude, I remember it. Okay? And that's that. Hello, Chris. This is Hortensia from Citizens Business Bank. You need to make a deposit. That's what it was. And that's what I did. And every fucking time I would drive over and make a deposit, and I would go get Georgie's. And I would go get the sandwich from Georgie's. And one time is this even interesting? Whatever. It doesn't matter. I do what I want here. This is my podcast. Listen to it or don't. And I went to Georgie's, and I would always get the club sandwich just with turkey in it and no middle bread. I didn't want ham because I don't like ham because ham's for suckers, dude. Even on Thanksgiving, I don't eat ham. Ate ham by mistake the other day. Didn't like it. Secretly liked it and then got pissed off and knew it was ham. Because it was an Italian sub, and they don't normally put ham in the Italian sub. You're supposed to put the gabagool and the fucking salami and all this shit, but ham was in it. And I didn't know that, and I liked the whole thing. And then somebody said ham was in it, and I got pissed off. But it's all good, man. I don't like ham. They tricked me into eating the ham. So what was I saying? Fuck. Some childhood story. Oh, and then I went to Georgie's and I would get the thing and then they put the ham in it. And then by mistake, and I was like, yo, there's ham in this. And then the owner got so mad and he was like, this guy comes in all the time and he doesn't get ham. You fucked it up and you put the ham in there. And I felt bad for the lady. I think she still works there, honestly. Did they sell Georgie's? I have no idea. It was a great place. We would go to lunch in high school. Oh fuck. I love being on the road, man. I love being on the road and doing my shows. I'm very grateful. I'm very happy. Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving, you know? Look at this. Going back to the turkey bowling. Animal rights proponents who oppose the use of animals in sports claim that turkey bowling is disrespectful to animals and sends mixed messages which may encourage violence to animals or people. Dude, sometimes the animal rights group are right, but what they get upset about is the wrong thing about it. Like, it doesn't encourage violence to animals or people. It's just disrespectful to roll a carcass down the aisle where cleaning detergent is. Do you know what I mean? It's like another objection is perceived disrespect to the central attribute of Thanksgiving. All these organizations, you know, such bullshit. In 2003, an upcoming event for the title of UK Great Turkey Bowling Champion at Manchester Evening News Arena was protested against by animal rights campaigners. As a result, plastic turkeys were used instead of real frozen turkeys. Well, made for probably a worse game, I got to be honest. In 2007, an animal sanctuary rescued a live turkey, which was in a cage from a turkey bowling event in New York State. Wow, that's amazing, dude. Just come on, tiptoeing like Ace Ventura. Got to get this turkey out, dude, before they bowl with it. Dude, that'd be amazing if they rescued the carcasses. Come on, I think it's down in the fucking frozen. It's a booby aisle one, right? Because it's frozen and they never had those in the middle. Come on, go. Wrong side. Hey, wrong side. With the night vision. Come on. There they are. Okay, grab them. Fuck, there's just me and you. I guess we can only get like three or four. Well, whatever. It's better than nothing. But they're already dead. Shh, shut the fuck up. That's not the point. Let's go. And then they go to run and they slip on the soapy water that they used turkey bowling in yesterday. And they fucking die. And then they're a carcass. And then people use them the next day. M. Night Shyamalan shit. Or what do you call it? Cabinet of Curiosities. Whatever that fucking new Guillermo del Toro shit is. Dude, Guillermo del Toro makes great shit. But that series, it's so weird. He's trying to do like an Alfred Hitchcock thing. It's so boring. And he comes out in the beginning and talks, and it's so awkward, dude. Guillermo del Toro talks, and he's just like, and it's so funny too because he tells the story about what's about to happen, which you never need to do in storytelling. And then he always says, this one is directed by this guy. And he does that because he's a director and he wants to give a director credit. And that irks me. I have problems. All good? Going to talk to a chair and pretend it's my mom. What other animals are in sports, by the way? Well, look at all these. Protesters cry foul at turkey bowling. Ice hockey bosses were forced to rethink plans to stage the country's first turkey bowling. Ah, boy, they called foul, you know? That's absolutely incredible. So I think that through the holidays, I'm actually going to the episodes are not going to be as long. I know sometimes I do like an hour, 20 minutes. And I'm just fucking going to take time to fucking hang out with my son and shit. I'm still going to do them, but, it's just the holidays, dude. And, family's important to me. And I think that, you're going to have to be, okay with that, but I got the tour reports and all that shit. You should check those out on my other, channels. Tour report. The Cheyenne one was good. We had a lot of Silly Goose times. Actually, that's why I was thinking about the Mission Impossible thing. Cause I did that shit over there. Yeah. And subscribe to the dude. We got to get to. It's 596,000 still. We got to push past it. Let's do it. We can get 597. What are we at right now? Let me look at what we're at right now. Because I got it on my YouTube studio here. Super Cult Studios. Oh, still 596, 581. It just never, ever stops. Subscribe. Check and see if you're subscribed, as a matter of fact. Maybe you aren't even subscribed and you think you are. That'd help too. Leave a comment in the algorithm. That'll help too. And subscribe to my other channel, the Crystal Leah channel. But anyway, guys, happy Thanksgiving. If you listen to this on Thanksgiving, have a great Thanksgiving. Go to crystalleah.com. Get your merch for the holidays, Black Friday, and all that Cyber Monday. We got deals, deals, deals. And then also, you know, get good holiday gifts. If you know people are a fan, we also got gift certificates, man. We do it all. We do it all, my babies. And then also, get your tickets at crystalleah.com. I'm coming to Austin. I'm coming to San Diego. I'm coming to Seattle and Portland and all sorts of places. Midland, Texas. So go to crystalleah.com and just peruse. Well, guys, that's the end of the episode on YouTube. If you want to catch the rest of the episode, the raw, the uncut, the uncensored, the no ads episode, go on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/crystalleah, and that's what you can do. It's only $6 to get the rest of the all of the episodes, and then also the extra episodes that we've been doing for quite some time now, once a month. So there are a ton of them. You can go and watch them right now, backlogged. Thank you very much. You guys are great. I'm